Consciousness is not local to my body, it exists out here in the field. The same as everybody's consciousness. We've got all these different biological computers tuned to different frequencies, downloading a different aspect of reality. That's what we've got. Now, what's unique to you is your perspective of reality. No one else can have that. That is 100% you. You are absolutely unique in that perspective. And no one can be you any better than you can. So why would you ever consider yourself to be anything else but perfect? Because you're perfect at being you. And being you is what you came here to do, obviously, because that's who you are. It's what you do with the experience. And once you realize that perfection in yourself, you start to see it in others. You start to see how perfect it is. All of these unique perspectives, and you start to see every one of these perspectives as being just as valid as your own. Just as valid. It's when we can merge all of these perspectives and honor all of these perspectives and realize the validity of everybody else that all the barriers break down. We can change the world in 3 seconds if we would just change our perspective and then apply it to the world around us.
Greetings from New York City, around the world, across the plane. This is the Infinite Fringe, live on Truth Frequency Radio, hackerhameen.podbeam.com, theinfinitefringe.podbeam.com, and anywhere you can hear my voice right now. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. I'm in very good spirits today. We're here live with all my family here at TFR. I'm staring outside the window here on NYC, and it's a beautiful Sunday evening. It's very nice, very smooth. The sun is going down. It looks pretty. I'm very happy about that. And I'm also very happy that I got my brother in arms with me, 420 pounds of Josh Corey, the Iron Realm Media, the 36 Chamber. What's up, Josh?
What's happening, Billy Ray? What's up, TFR? Happy to join you. Got my headspace right for the legend Max Egan. It's going to be an exciting show. I'm pumped.
I am pumped too. The legendary Max Egan is here with us. Let the cat out of the bag. But also here with us, we have one of the four members of the Conspiracy Horsemen, former WWE and ECW professional wrestling legend, my man himself, Stevie Richards. Stevie, thank you for coming on the Infinite Fringe. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you again for having me on. Like I say all the time on the Horsemen, this is and we have a conspiracy podcast, so I say this is the conspiracy show for everybody to subscribe to and listen to live. And, man, you guys have been on such a roll lately, and that continues tonight, that momentum, and have an amazing guest on once again.
Yeah, thank you for that, Stevie. We've been quite fortunate, man. We've had everybody on. And let me tell, there's a good amount of people in the chat right now. I want you guys to know, Jordan Maxwell wants to do a live call-in show. So if anybody's interested in that, I've never done a call-in show, but we do have the capabilities to do that here in TFR. Josh, maybe you can help me out. But he wants people to call in and talk to him, and we might actually get that done if there's enough people that are interested out there in TFR land. So hit me up, let me know. That should be fun. So Stevie Richards and, of course, Max Egan, the Crow House, here with us today. We're going to be talking about a ton of stuff, reality, overpopulation, wherever the wind may take us today. Max Egan, welcome to the Infinite Fringe.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking me on. Always good to come talk on Truth Frequency.
So you're all the way in Australia, down under. How is it over there right now? Tell us.
It's good. It's cold. It's winter. But it's a nice day. I'm just in a cold pocket. Got the pot belly heater going. I'm sort of rugged up in my poncho. A bit different to you guys. But yeah, it's a cold winter's morning. It's good, though.
Awesome. Good. Awesome. Yeah, so I wanted to have you on in particular because I've been watching your videos in 5G. Brought me over to you, but I mean, we could discuss 5G, of course, because it's all wrapped in together. But the thing that really strikes my soul is your work on reality, right? And escaping the matrix and overpopulation and all this other stuff, man. And you talk about how we're spinning ourselves in this hamster wheel. At least those are my words, not yours, but this is what you talk about more or less. And how we're doing so much, but we're doing nothing at the same time. We think we're doing something, but we're really doing nothing. We're a population with amnesia. We're a species with amnesia. We don't know how we got here. We don't know where we came from. We're trying to figure it out. And so many people condemn anyone who tries to think just a little bit differently from what the rest of the herd is thinking. And that's us here at TFR. We think a little bit differently. That's the Horseman. That's the Iron Realm. And that's you over at the Crow House. Tell us something.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like that. I mean, you do get a lot of flack. With this research, I mean, you've got to think right outside of the box and just sort of start pulling on threads and be prepared to go where the threads are going to take you. And that's kind of what I've done. That's why I don't adopt belief systems along the way. I get trolled so much for not adopting belief systems. You know, people get all these sorts of ideas about what the truth is. And my argument is that we just don't know. We don't have reliable information to go on anywhere. And really, when you look at it, you know, even the books that we're researching, all the stuff we're reading, even when we get old books and we start reading them, we don't know how original they are. We don't really know anything. All we can prove is that which exists in living memory. And we really need to go out and look around the world for ourselves. And now, I've been looking at history for a long, long time. It's what got me started on this quest. And I've been thinking for a long time, you know, history is simply not what they've been told us, and trying to figure out what the real history is. And some of the things that have struck me through some of the places that I've been is that a lot of the old monuments and old relics that we see really don't seem to be that old. And, you know, like you go to Peru, all this stonework looks very, very new. We're told it's thousands of years old, and it really doesn't look thousands of years old. I noticed when I was in Washington, you know, you go to Europe and you look at places like the Colosseum and stuff, and you see the old so-called Roman ruins. Then you go to Washington, and you look, and these are the same buildings. These are the same style of buildings. Why are they building Roman-style buildings in Washington, for a start, for their, you know, government buildings, is a good question. And but then you start looking at it. You start looking at the pillars and the poles and stuff, and it's the same style. And you look at the erosion on them, and you go to the Colosseum in Greece and in Rome and around these places, you know, all the old ruins they've got through there. You see the old fallen poles, and there's the same amount of erosion on them. They're fallen down. But they don't look any older. You start piecing all this together. And then my research started overlapping into other researchers, and I found out about this mud flood through Europe. And it just appears that they've completely changed history and that nothing that we think is true is true. And they've just created this entire system, superimposed it over what we once were, and they've hidden our real history from us, and they've stolen everybody's culture from us. And they're still doing it. They're still in the process of doing it now. That's what a lot of these tribal wars that we're hearing about in Africa are all about. They're not tribal wars. They're going in and wiping out the culture that still exists. Because this has only been an ongoing thing for the last few hundred years. About 200 or 300 years ago, we were in a very, very different world to what we are now. This whole timeline is wrong. Another person that I've come across recently is a Russian researcher called Anatoly Fomenko, who's a historian who's basically rewritten the history, rewritten the timeline. And he's done a very, very good job. And a lot of what he says can be backed up by the physical evidence and actually supports the physical evidence. A lot of what we're told in the main academic version of history is not supported by physical evidence. And he sort of worked out what the real timeline is. They've added at least 1,000 years to our history, and everything's different to what we're told it is. So that's kind of where the research has been going at the moment, and it's hard to bring it to people because it's very confrontational. And I don't know the whole picture myself either. So, and the thing is, when I'm doing the radio shows, what people have to understand is I don't have anything planned on doing the radio shows. I just go out there and I tell you what I'm thinking on the day. And I don't always get it right, and I'll go back and I'll correct what I might have said a few shows ago, because it's just where my research is going. I'm kind of putting it out there and saying, hey, well, this is what I'm thinking about now. What do you guys think? You know, and sort of putting it out there and seeing where the threads lead me. And it does get very confrontational to people. So you've got to be prepared to put your belief systems aside, because we don't know what the truth is yet. We're not at the end of the rabbit hole yet. It goes far, far deeper than what people think it does. You know, I have my suspicions about what's going on. But I don't even put that out there. If I was to tell you what I believe or what I think, You know, I mean, and even, it isn't whether I believe it. I mean, you know, you put something out there and say, well, this is, well, then you've got a vested interest in being right. And I can't honestly say I know what is. I suspect that there's certain things, and I suspect that I'm going to get to a certain point. But I'm going to wait for it to all confirm itself, because it may lead somewhere else, and I'm completely open to it to lead me anywhere it's going to lead me. You know, so that's why I don't adopt belief systems along the way, and I just put it out there and let people think about it and let people consider it. And I get a lot of flack from it. I get a lot of trolling from it. You know, a lot of people, it's very confrontational for them. But we've got to realize that everybody has been played. Everybody has been played. All the races have been played off against each other. Everybody's been taught to hate everybody else and blame everybody else. And there's a hidden hand behind the whole thing. And we're not looking at that. We're not taking that into consideration. It's important that we do. Yeah. So that's where I've been going at the moment anyway.
I want to talk about the, what was it? The mud floods. You mentioned it while you were talking, and Heal Thyself in the chat wants you to talk about that. And I, for one, don't know anything, so I want to talk about that. But first, I want to get Josh and Stevie in. If you guys got any questions for Max or any thoughts, Josh, come on.
I absolutely love that line of thinking. I think it's absolutely brilliant. You just have to throw away all that stuff that you think you know, all that stuff that people that claimed that they were the authority on information has told you, when you start to realize that so much of it is just complete BS.
Yeah.
I'm still, every day is a wonder when you live life in that sort of zetetic mind state where you're just not going to accept anything at all except that which you can prove for yourself right there tangibly in front of you. So I think that's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Stevie, come on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more either with both you guys, and of course Billy Ray probably agrees too. I find it amazing, and I'm fascinated by the fact of that nobody in this world or in society or humanity is allowed to learn anymore. Yeah, like you said, I'm going to do things, I'm going to be wrong, but it's throughout the process of my journey, you know, my journey of enlightenment. What's wrong with that? But for some reason, when you approach the general public, the people that don't really care to think for themselves, they're just like, well, you're wrong. So now you're forever wrong about anything and everything you ever bring up. And it's just a very frustrating situation.
Yeah, I agree 100%, man. Max, thoughts on that? And then tell me a little bit about the mud floods. What is that?
Well, yeah, look, you know, people, nobody wants to be wrong, and people have a vested interest in you know, as soon as they make a claim of this is, then they have a stake in the outcome of being right, and they tend to argue their point. They'll get something that, and then they look for stuff that reinforces their belief. So, you know, they tend to discard too much stuff, and they don't consider too much stuff. And I look at everything and consider everything. Anything is possible. I do not exclude any possibility at all. But I'll put it all on the shelf, and I'll just put it all there, and I'll wait for the facts to come along, and I'll wait for that shelf to fill up. You know, and once that shelf starts getting more weight on it than the other shelf, well, perhaps that's more of a genuine possibility. And you just go where the threads take you, you know. And it's like with the mud flood. What happened with the mud flood? I mean, I got to, when I was over in Europe, a friend of mine mentioned, he said, have you heard about this mud flood across Europe? I'm going, oh, what's this about? You know, and he started showing me a few things. And then I saw some buildings in Leiden in the Netherlands, and there was a building happened to be quite close to where we were living, where I was staying in a town called Haarlem. They were renovating one house, and they dug it all out, and there they were. There's a whole nother layer below, with a doorway all going. The doorway looked like it went straight into the roadway beneath me, but this was a whole section. And we're finding that this mud flood, we're finding houses in Russia. We're finding places in Italy, in Spain, in France, in Haarlem, in Holland. So it's gone right across Europe. And then you start looking at things like, you know, even here in Australia and in America, there's places where there's certain buildings where there's like a step going down and there's a floor below ground. Why did they do that? Why would they build a house with a floor below ground like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're finding this mud flood everywhere, and we just look at this and think, it's this is normal. But why would they do that? Why would they ever build a building like that? You don't ever see anyone build a modern building and they create this downward section for a floor below ground. They just don't do that. You don't build buildings like that. So are we to assume that that's the way they built them? Why would they do all that extra work and dig all that out and build those buildings lower like that so all the rainwater can flood down the staircases into the lower levels? It doesn't make sense. You know, so you're finding traces of this all over the world. So, you know, what happened? And you start looking at all the forests and all the trees. And you know, these are some of the old growth forests that we've got around the world. They're like 200 years old, 250 years old. Start looking at gravestones. We've got people checking graves in your local cemetery. See if you can find what the oldest date is on a grave. I can't find any date anywhere in the world, anywhere so far, that goes back beyond 1600s. So what's going on with all this sort of stuff? Then we found these bodies in France. The latest show that I did, 6 million people buried in these catacombs beneath France, all stacked, like rolls of parchment, femurs and skulls, all these sigils in the walls. That's in 2 kilometers of tunnel. 6 million people, 6 million bodies stashed there. These tunnels go for another 30 kilometers underneath Paris. Hey, come to Paris, the city of love. Try and make love while you're walking over these catacombs of human bones and skulls and all these sigils. And what's going on there? You know? So there's all sorts of stuff happening. You look at some of these ancient cultures, some of these ancient civilizations that are lying all over the world. These were huge, some of these places. You can look at an aerial shot, say in South America or in the Middle Americas, you find an old pyramid, like the shape of it, the foundations of it there. Look at it next to the town next to it, the city next to it, and this is just a temple, and it's twice the size of the city next to it. Jesus. And this is just a temple. So how big were these civilizations? How many people were actually here? And how many people are actually here now? What are the population figures? The population figures are all wrong. You know, you start going down these rabbit holes and it just leads to this place and you start realizing that everything is wrong. And the mud flood was kind of what got me started on this again. It just started to fascinate me. Now, history was what first got me into this right back in the beginning when I was 8 years old. It's what made me start to question things anyway, because I realized the world was all messed up before I even went to school. And by the time I got to school, I was going, oh, this is just demented. You know, and then I found out about the pyramids when I was 8, and I went, aha, something's seriously wrong with this situation. And that was when I was 8 years old. So
I just recently – sorry, Max, go ahead, continue, and then I'll jump in. Go ahead.
No, it's been kind of a hobby from me since I was 8. But then you know, it becomes a hobby all through your life, trying to figure out why the world's all messed up. And you start traveling. You know, I was really fortunate. I became a musician, so I got to travel a lot. So I got to see all these exotic places and look at all this stuff. And you just realize everything is wrong.
Yeah.
And I kind of put that aside and became sort of more of a political activist when 9/11 happened. But then when I found this mud flood in Europe, it's kind of brought me back to my roots, and you start thinking, well, this actually makes sense. You can, if you see what the 5G grid's doing and how they brought all this technology on so quickly, like the rise of technology has been phenomenal, really, since what we know as the Industrial Revolution and since the invention of the television, what, 60, 70 years ago, what we've done since that time is absolutely incredible. Now, how could this be? But if you really think about the fact that they've changed history. They wiped out a civilization about 300 or 400 years ago, probably started about 1,000 years ago, probably finished about 200 years ago, then flooded the world. One guy in Russia thinks that he's traced it to around about 1840, this flood may have happened, and then just built it all up from there. That was the Industrial Revolution, you see, building up from whenever they flooded the place, however they did it. And I have not got all the answers to this. I'm just looking at the evidence and going where it takes me. This mud flood exists. All of these structures around the world appear to be around about the same age, and there appears to be every indication that there was a peaceful culture, that was a worldwide culture that existed on this earth as recently as 300 years ago, and we've been fed a complete crock of history simply to create the timeline needed to justify the existence of this psychopathic, parasitic cacistocracy that is now masquerading as this international government system.
And you talk about the Matrix, man, like, just look at that movie, right? How many times was the world destroyed and recreated is what you're trying to say here, right? If
they give you hints and all this stuff. It's just how much people are prepared to think outside the box. You know, yeah. We've been lied to on every single level you can think of. It's just how big is the lie and how much are people prepared to think outside the box and to realize that they really do not know anything about history. All we know is what we've been told in books. But if I've traveled the world, I've spent so many years traveling around, I've gone to so many places, and I've looked at all this stuff, and I'll tell you that the artifacts lying all over the world tell a completely different story to what you're reading in the books. You know, and we just fed this stuff, and we just believe it. We just take it all at face value. But it's not true. They're not telling us the truth on any level. It's just, how deep does the lie go?
Wow.
How deep does the lie go? You go look through Europe, you'll find churches with Christian crosses and Islamic symbols on there. There was a worldwide religion. I don't know whether it was Christianism and Islam both working together or what it was, but it was a religion that complemented each other. We all lived in peace. You'll find even the battles that they tell you, oh, this was this crew battling this crew, and they give you the history, and then you look at the picture they've got, and you go, well, hang on, these guys are wearing different clothes and holding different symbols to what this dialogue is telling me. And you look at the picture, and you go, actually, no, these are other people, and these are other people. This is a whole different battle of different people, not what they're telling us. You know, so even the physical evidence is different to the dialogue that they're giving you to explain the physical evidence. They just say, oh, they just didn't know what the symbols meant. They were just, oh, they copied coins from that country because they didn't know what coins meant. No, they knew what they were doing. You know, you don't have a Christian leader holding an Islamic symbol not knowing it's an Islamic symbol. I mean, don't get real, you know. You don't have an Islamic guy holding a Christian cross not knowing it's a Christian cross. You know, I mean, they work together. It was a peaceful world that we lived in, and we all complemented each other more. See, all of these ancient civilizations that we think were thousands and thousands of years ago, perhaps they were, but did they get destroyed thousands of years ago, or did they continue to exist up until 200 or 300 years ago and then got destroyed, and they changed timeline, pushed it all back 1,000 years and said, oh, it was thousands of years ago, don't worry about it, this is what we've got now, it all came out of the Roman Empire, democracy, rah, rah, rah. Rubbish. It's all rubbish. The whole thing has been constructed.
All right, man. Let me get Stevie in here real quick. Give me your thoughts on what Max just had to say.
Yeah, there's no question that the official story of just about anything that we've seen in our stage. I mean, most people believe what history tells them. Most people believe obviously the winners write their own revisionist history. We say something, Max, in wrestling that Billy Ray and Josh are aware of. It's all a work, meaning it's all an illusion, and it is something that, you know, we are meant to set up some sort of boogeyman, at least, I guess, in our country today and many others, to make us have some sort of strife. Like you said, we keep running and running and running and fighting and fighting and trying to struggle and struggle, and we don't even know why anymore. It's so insane.
It is absolutely insane.
It's all concocted by governments. I mean, all the wars that you have, it's just two governments facing off against each other. You know, the people of America go to war with the people of Iran. Well, people of America don't want to go to war with the people of Iran. The people of Iran don't want to go to war with America. It's the two governments facing off against each other. And then when they say, oh, we're at war now, then they go and bomb all the people. They don't bomb the governments. They bomb all the people. It's a scam. The whole thing's a scam. If you didn't have the governments there, you wouldn't have a war. And the people of Iran, look, Iran wants to invade America. No, Iran is a land mass. It isn't going to get up and do anything. And the people who live there, they don't want to fight anybody. It's the government. Two governments saying, hey, let's have a war so we can terrorize our people a little bit more, bring in some more regulations. And they all work together. If Iran and America were enemies, Iran wouldn't have two TV stations, one in LA and one in New York. You know, you wouldn't have a CNN station in Tehran. You know, they all work together. It's a criminal gang. The whole government system is a criminal gang. They all work together. Who's going to be the enemy this week? And then we'll bomb each other's people. You know, depopulation, that's what it's all about. And it's just a scam. The whole thing's a scam. If we didn't have governments, we wouldn't have war. We wouldn't have crime. We wouldn't have scarcity. We wouldn't have all the problems we've got if we didn't have governments. It's a scam, the whole thing.
That's one thing I want to ask you on the next side of the break. We got about 3 minutes before we go to the next side. But that's one thing I wanted to ask you that was on my mind. You talked about overpopulation and how the numbers might be fudged, and we may not exactly have billions of people on this planet. At least it's not what, you know, common sense indicates. Everybody's huddled in large cities, right? And that's why it looks like there's a ton of people, but in reality there's not. But then there's this eugenics agenda that's pushed. and you see the Georgia Guidestones and you see the fluoride in the water and the vaccines and everything else, the GMO foods, and it's evident that they're trying to kill people, and they use it as population control. Everybody needs to die. If there is population control and there isn't that many people, like, where's the balance there, or what are we talking about exactly? But I want you to tackle that on the second side, because 3 minutes isn't going to be enough. Josh Corey, want to get you in here before we go on a break. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, it really does explain why all the lies and obfuscation of the past. They have to hide that power that we've given them, and they have to be able to maintain it. So if we figure out how it is that they've taken control, then they'll lose it pretty damn quick.
And I think that's the key, Josh, right? We've given them the power. It's us that have given them the power. I'm going to let you ride out these last 2 minutes with that, Max, and then tell everybody where they can find you for this side, and then we'll go over to the next side and finish the conversation. But we are the guys that give them the power. Go ahead, Max.
Well, we give them the power, but we don't know we've done it. You know, you do it by removing people of their history and of their culture. You know, a great quote by, his name escapes me. I should know his name. Marcus Garvey said, a man with no culture, a man with no history is like a tree without roots. And that's true. That's what we've got. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we came from. We don't know what we're capable of. We don't know about all the great things we did. We believe that we've had a history of conflict, of confrontation with each other, and we haven't. We've all lived in peace and harmony, and this whole government system is a scam. Yeah, it's a deep rabbit hole to go down. It really is. But everything we've been taught is a lie, and it's provably a lie. People just have to realize that all the information that they're getting is doctored. It's all been controlled. It's all been contrived. We've got very, very little access to real information. Even when we got old books, we don't know how original they are. We don't know how much they've been changed, how much they've been corrected, is what they say. Corrected for historical accuracy, of course.
Max, we've got a minute left. Tell everybody where they can find you. Come on.
Yeah, you can find all my stuff on thecrowhouse.com. Everything's there, all the links, everything. There's nothing to buy. There's no subscriber section. It's all free. You'll find every link to everything that I do. It's all on thecrowhouse.com.
Awesome. Stevie, tell them where they can find you.
Well, they can find me at StevieRichardsFitness.com, the 12-week resistance band training program, the most affordable, accessible program out there with direct support from me and an awesome community on social media.
Very cool. And you know where you can find Josh Corey and myself, right here on TFR and over at HackerHameen.podbeam.com and over at Iron Realm Media on YouTube. Josh Corey, tell him something.
Well, that's it. I'm loving it. This has been fascinating so far. I really look forward to what we got coming up on the second half.
All right, man. It's the Infinite Fringe live on Truth Frequency Radio. Make sure you stay tuned to the other side. All right, we're coming back. See you guys on the other side. Bye.
This is Truth Frequency Radio.
No hate, no hype, no fear. Real people, real radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Infinite Fringe, live on Truth Frequency Radio. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. I'm rolling with Josh Corey tonight and Stevie Richards from the Conspiracy Horseman. Josh, say what's up.
Ooh, what's up, everybody?
All right, man. What's up, Stevie?
Everything is great. Getting more and more excited to learn more from Max tonight. Really cool stuff.
Hey, man, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, Stevie. And, of course, the legendary Max Egan is here with us, Crow House. Hey, Max, real quick before we get into this, are you familiar with Crow 777?
Look, not really familiar. I've heard a little bit of his stuff. I did do an interview with him once, and I lost the file, unfortunately. I interviewed him, and then the file disappeared. I lost all my files. I don't know how, but yeah.
That sucks. I would like to hear that.
Not that familiar, but I've heard a little bit of his stuff.
We need to hook that up. You have a Crow House. He's a crow. It makes perfect sense. I couldn't deny the synergy there. But anyway, let's talk about overpopulation, sir. I heard you break this down, and it makes a lot of sense to me. I've heard it in a lot of other places also that you can fit the population of Earth into Texas. Now, I don't know the logistics of this, okay? I'll be perfectly honest. But I have heard that this is possible. Now, that leaves a lot of free land. Go ahead. Tell me something.
Yeah, Well, yeah, I mean, even back in 2008, when I put out a film, Fight the New World Order with Global Noncompliance, I did the math in that film, and I estimated, well, if they said, you know, they told us there's 6 billion people in the world, so I just did the acreage of Australia and figured out you could give everybody, every man, woman, and child on Earth a quarter acre block of land, and you'd fit them all in Australia, and you'd still have half of Queensland and the entire rest of the world left over. And if you gave everybody a normal house block, you could fit them in an area, a city the size of Texas. That's the entire world. So that's with the population being 6 billion. But you think about a billion. A billion is a really big number. Now, back at the turn of the last century, they told us there was around about 1 billion people on Earth. And then suddenly in 2008, they tell us there's 6 billion people on Earth. So that's in, you know, it's in 100 years, 108 years, we've grown by 5 billion people. And then now they tell us there's 7 billion people on Earth. So since 2008 to 2018, there's 7 billion people. We've grown a billion people in the last decade. You know, people don't understand how big a billion is. A billion is a really, really big number. You know, if you put it into context, a billion seconds ago, you know, 1, 2, 3, you do that, a billion seconds ago, it was about 1969. A billion minutes ago, it was around about what we're told is the time of Christ. You could get a billion US $1 bills, and you could go all the way from the Earth to the Moon. That's assuming the Moon is even as far away as what they tell us it is. That's a whole nother topic. But anyway, assuming it's where they tell us it is, you could go from the Earth to the Moon. You could go three times around the Moon and back to the Earth, and I think 1.5 times around the Earth. That is a billion. It's a big, big number, folks, you know. A billion people. Are we seriously having a billion babies being born onto this earth in 10 years? And while this is happening, since they said the figures were 1 billion, we've had World War One, we've had World War Two. How many wars have we had since World War? We've had like 160 wars or something since we formed the UN to stop war. We've had something 168 conflicts or something since then. We've had more war on earth since we formed the UN to stop war than we had in the entire Earth's recorded history to that point. So, you know, we've had a lot of war, folks. We've had 262 million people killed by their own governments. We've had famine, death, disease. They're predicting 10 million people will be dead in Yemen by the end of the year. You know, where's all these people? You know, and you go and look around the world, get out of the cities, go drive around and tell me where all the people are. You know, there's not 7 billion people on this earth. There just isn't. It's not possible for there to be 7 billion people on earth. And if they've lied to us about everything else, why are they not going to be lying to us about the population figures? You know, and everything that they're doing, we know it's about depopulation. They want to get the figures down. You know, we're being wiped out. The human race is being exterminated. You know, and even with the Georgia Guidestones, I would speculate, having looked at these figures and thinking, well, the figures were a billion a century ago, and we've had more war than in Earth's recorded history since then, and we've had vaccinations, the rise in autism, they're not having any children, so much stuff we've had, the drop in the male sperm count through plastics, all this sort of stuff. You look at the Georgia Guidestones, they erected them to say, you know, maintain the Earth's population at 500 billion. I'm even starting to speculate, did they raise the Georgia Guidestones once they got the population to 500 million? Because it says they want to maintain the population at 500 million. You're not going to be maintaining it unless it's already there. So why did you erect the Georgia Guidestones? What are they really telling us with that? I just wonder about all this sort of stuff. I'm not saying that's true, but I'm just speculating whether that's true, whether perhaps we're around 500 million, you know. But there's no way we've got the population that they tell us that we have. We're just packed into all these tight areas. We're made to walk between the lines. We've got road systems everywhere with streetlights and congested traffic. It looks congested. It looks like there's a lot of people. Get out of the cities and drive around. There's nobody. It's desolate. There's nobody anywhere. There's so much vacant land in this earth. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So where's all the people? And like I said, when you look at all those ancient civilizations, the size of them, there was very likely 20 to 30 billion people on this earth back when some of those civilizations were built. And people would say, oh, no, we'd never be able to sustain that, all the food. And the only reason we got a shortage of food is because we're packed into cities and we've got all this commercial system. It's all market gardens. If everyone was living in a permaculture state, if we had like a Vedic society, everyone, imagine if you went to school and part of your schooling was learning how to grow food. And in your last year of school, you You know, all the class gets together and we build each other a house and we plant a garden for each other. So we've all got our house and our food forest for our life. Where's the food shortage? You know, all of these gardens everywhere could be edible. All the forests and all the plants we've got, this could all be edible. All edible gardens in our yards, all edible fruit trees in the parks. But no, we're not allowed to grow any of that. It's all got to be council approved stuff and we're not allowed to have any food growing anywhere. That's why there's a food shortage. There's no food shortage. There's no scarcity. If we were in our natural state, we'd be living in abundance. But we're not allowed to because it's legislated that we can't. And we've got to do all this stuff and stay in all these places and follow all these rules so we think the world's overpopulated. It's not. It's not overpopulated at all. It's just badly managed, and it's purposefully badly managed. And it's all about depopulation.
I want to make the argument, too, that, I mean, I walk around New York City, and I've said this before on the show, but there's tons of food here. It's just, you know, pricey and people can't afford it. Stevie Richards, I know you went down to the Georgia Guidestones. I saw some of that footage that you shot over there. And are you doing a documentary? Did you do a documentary? What are your plans over there? Tell us.
Yeah, I actually am going to do like a kind of a mini doc. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, but I have to interview Raymond Wiley. He actually he was on the Conspiracy Horseman, and I'm actually going to sit down and interview him as the local expert. He wrote a book about the Georgia Guidestones. Being there and just like the way it was built and the mystery surrounding it and the confusion about who built it, if it was Ted Turner, if it was this person, screams of like kind of, you know, shady dealings back and forth. And just they can write all the new age stuff on those stones that they want. But like Max said, maintain 500 million, in the world as a population. My goodness. I mean, we were more than 500 million, I believe, in 1979 or 80 when they were fully erected and pretty much debuted here in Elberton, Georgia. I think it's amazing. I live in Atlanta. It's completely overpopulated. And there are ties, obviously, that, you know, that shortens lifespans. That's kind of a depopulation effect, too, Max. Wouldn't you agree that keep them all like mice packed together, unhealthy, cancers, all this other stuff that comes in shorter lifespans.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is stuff we're told. Our modern medicine has healed all this stuff. You know, this longevity is what's caused this overpopulation. What longevity? You know, my great-grandfather lived to 104. My grandfather lived to 99. My mother lived to 72. What longevity? I'm not seeing longevity. I'm seeing the lifespan shortening on everybody. You know, the more we put this food and this medicine and what we call medicine, which isn't, all of this stuff, I'm seeing massive depopulation. And like, yeah, you're probably massively overpopulated in Atlanta, Georgia, but when you drive out of town, it's not. You know, there's all of this empty space everywhere. You know, you can't have that because Farmer Joan owns that, you know, which is just 1,000 acres. What for? What for? Just so I can put a fence around it and say no one else can go on it. What for? He doesn't do anything with it. He doesn't need it, you know. You know, it's not overpopulated. It's just we're packed into these cities, and we got to rush for everything. And it's shortage of everything. And it's all legislated to be that way. It's all planned. It's all contrived. The whole lot. You know, the world is not what we think. And like I said, why are all the forests only 200-year-old forests everywhere? What's going on with that? You know, all the old growth forests in the Amazon. You go through the Amazon. These trees are not that old, and there's buried cities and lost cities all through the Amazon. There's lost cities beneath the oceans everywhere, like everywhere. There's lost cities all through the Mediterranean. There's lost cities off the coast of Japan. You got lost cities in California off the San Diego there. You've got lost cities down near Southern California. You've got all these ruins around the beach and stuff. Everywhere, the Bimini Wall, Japan, off Indonesia, you know, the whole lost culture that was here was a worldwide culture, and it was everywhere, everywhere. People searching for Atlantis, everyone claims to have found it in all these different places because it was everywhere. It was everywhere, and it was quite a recent culture. This is what people aren't seeing. So what we need to do is realize we've been lied to, we've all been played, and everyone's got to put their belief systems down, put their egos down, agree to disagree, all agree that we don't know what's going on, and we need to step away from this system, step away from this psychopathic system, and give ourselves a chance to regroup. We really do. The world is run by criminals, and we need to admit that. It's like there's two races here. There's humans and there's the psychopaths. And they use all of our good points, all of our morality, all of our desire to not hurt people against ourselves. You know, someone comes and starts hitting you, you fight them off, but then when you hurt them, you go, oh shit, I didn't mean to hurt you. You want to go and help them. They don't do that. They want to rip your lungs out because they're a psychopath. But we, our compassion is what they use against us. We don't want to say the wrong thing. We don't want to offend people. We want to be nice because human beings are naturally nice, cooperative, kind, caring creatures. We are. But there's this other race which has taught us to be something else. And they played us all off against each other. You know, there's a land that used to exist in Europe, in the European region, in Eastern Europe, Western Russia, called Tartaria. No one's ever even heard about this country. Huge country, Tartaria. You'll find it on all old maps. Incidentally, you'll also find old maps from like the 1200s, which show North America and South America fully mapped, all perfectly there. And then you'll find maps from the 1400s and 1500s, which show the top of North America unmapped. We don't know what's there yet because they hadn't gone in there and destroyed all the tribes. They hadn't reformed it into what they wanted yet, so it remained unmapped, undiscovered, you know, but it was discovered way, way before that. But in Tartaria, there was a land there, and that was basically obliterated and taken over. It was a land of white people, and they were basically removed of all their history and given this, put under this government system, and then they went out and infected the rest of the world. And this is why the white people have been blamed for all the damage that the white people have done to the world. It's not. It's just that they were the ones who were first taken over. But they, most of them came from this ancient culture. And the reason that they've used the white people to do it is so now everyone can hate on the white people and wipe the white people out of existence. So play the races off against each other. Divide and conquer. That's what it's been all about. So we've got to put all this down. We've got to realize that everybody has been played. Doesn't matter what race you're from. Doesn't matter what color skin you're from. Doesn't matter whether you blame one racial color for doing what was done to you. It wasn't the racial color. It was the psychopaths that were controlling the whole system at the top. We've got to realize this. We've all been played, and we've got to put all of this stuff down, and we need to unite as one human species on this realm and rid the world of these psychopaths that are running it right now. That's what we need to do. Put all of our stuff down, and folks. Now is the time to wake up.
Absolutely, man. I want to get Josh Corey's thoughts on this. I also want you to hold this in your thought, Max. I want to talk about Göbekli Tepe real quick. I want to get your thoughts on that. And you did mention about two different species or humans and something else. I want to know what the something else, what you think that is. Josh, give me your thoughts, man.
I think Max is a purposeful avoidance of the word planet is going to keep a smile on my face for the next several hours.
Look, I'm not going down either of those pathways, you know. I don't support either model.
Nope.
I think the whole, I think the whole flat earth movement has been played as a divisive psyop. You can't prove either model. You can't.
And I think you're absolutely correct.
You can't, because there isn't, you can get so far, but there's always going to be questions left. Nothing explains what we're in. And anybody who's claiming this is, you've lost the plot because you don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. There is so much wrong with what we're told about this realm that we live in. I have my own ideas. I've had certain downloads lately as well, which have been very interesting. I don't even know that I'm ready to share with people. But, nobody knows, and we have to stop fighting about it. You know, this is a, whatever it is, it's a prison, and it's being run by psychopaths, and we need to reclaim it. That's the important thing. We need to get that focus. We need to gain the freedom to find out, because the very argument, division, divide and conquer, division is the greatest tool that's used against us. Get us fighting, arguing amongst each other and hating on each other. Have the people kill each other. That's the way they do it. We need to put it all down, because whatever the truth is in this realm, claiming this is on either side only creates argument, and you're not going to know the answer until you've gained freedom. And the very argument that is created by the debate is the very thing that is preventing that freedom from being achieved. And we have a very, very short window to get it. So we need to get some focus. We really, really do put all the stuff down. Nobody knows. Agree to disagree. Put your egos away and realize that you don't know.
And it's all good if you don't know. That's another thing we need to just accept. We don't know. It's fine to say that, and we'll grow from there. Stevie, give me something, man.
Well, it's amazing that the one thing on no matter what model or no matter what conspiracy that we can all agree on is the fact that governments and the people in power and the elite or whoever this shadow group of people are not telling us the truth. Yet we cannot agree on that for some funny reason. The fight is more important than actually turning around. Like you're both fighting and then you turn around and look at the actual real bad guys and go, what the hell are we fighting for? They're over there.
Yeah.
But nobody gets to that point.
Well, that's what I've been trying to share with people for so long. You know, we are the solution. We hold the system up, agree to disagree. It doesn't matter. We don't know. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to admit that they don't know because everybody has said this is, and so now they have a vested interest in being right. They won't put their ego down. They don't want to lose face. You know, and it's a shocking situation. And we've been played. We've been so well played. And, no model can be proven. Curvature does exist because you can go and triangulate and you can find it. Does that mean that the Earth is what they tell us it is? No, absolutely not. But, you know, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. We don't know anything. Mm-hmm. This could be an enclosed realm within a bigger realm. We don't know. We have no idea what's going on here. What we need to do is put it all down. Realize we've been played. All of our history is wrong. We've lost our identity. We've all lost our identity. Really, that's what we're searching for. Through all this, even with the flat earthers, they're looking for their identity. They want to know that this situation that they think is real in their head is real. They want something to grasp onto. Everybody wants something to grasp onto. But the fact is that we just don't know. So let's put it all down. Let's gain freedom. We have an opportunity to gain freedom here because one thing we do know is the world is run by psychopaths and that we don't need government and that every problem that we've got and every mystery that exists is that way because it's legislated to be that way. So let's put all of that down and stop giving our energy to this system.
Wow.
And even if you want to be religious about it, all those religious people out there who troll me, you believe you follow the teachings of Jesus. Well, Jesus said, if you deny the devil, he will flee. And I've been telling you, if you stop giving your energy to this system, it will stop to exist. It will cease to exist. It's the same thing. Stop giving your energy to it, folks. Give your energy to yourself and to the people around you because the people around you are your biggest asset. You know, and if you outlaw and you deny these people, you are pushing away the greatest asset you have, which is the people around you, because we are all in this together and we have all been played. So please, please put it all down, everybody. Just love each other. It's not that hard to just love each other. Really, it's not that hard because everybody is in the same position. Everybody wants a friend. Everybody wants help. Everybody's concerned. Everybody's worried. Everybody is concerned about the future. Everybody wants to know the way out. Everybody wants to know who they are and where they came from. Just put it all down and love each other.
Awesome.
Can I follow up with a quick question?
Absolutely. Come on.
This is just kind of a belief, but I want to see if you agree with this analogy, Max, and you too, Josh. I believe that social media has given these people in the world an inflated sense of self-importance, and also when they put it out there, the next step from there, when they post something that they feel some way or they post something that they believe, and it automatically kind of becomes fact on the internet, that's what's bringing that wall way up to where people cannot come to a point to, because when I'm wrong, I get excited because I get to learn something new that I don't know. But for the general population out there that posts on social media and shares and has this kind of selfie type addiction where they have to make the center of attention on themselves, I believe that's the biggest hurdle and obstacle that's keeping people's minds closed rather than opening them.
Well, when you give everybody a soapbox, the great thinkers don't get heard. Their voices get drowned out in the crowd. You know, and when it's in social media and it's all in text, it equalizes everybody. So you don't know. The person that you're speaking to could be some grubby, uneducated fool. You don't know. You don't know. He may have never done anything. He may have never left his bedroom. You don't know. He may have read comic books all his life and just have a great IQ and be able to speak well. You don't know. You know, so it kind of normalizes everything. That's part of the plan. This is give everybody a voice so nobody gets hurt. That's the way they do it. It's a very clever plan and it works very well.
Max, we got 4 minutes left. Give me something on Quebecki Tepe. What do you think about that?
Quebecki Tepe.
Yes.
Tell me more.
I'm probably not doing the best job at pronouncing this, right? So it's these ruins or a city that was found in Turkey that is completely immersed under sand. It was purposely buried, from what I understand. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of places like this. There's places that are buried. There's places that are covered in mud. I would even suggest that the places like Salisbury Hill in England, I would suggest that there is a pyramid or a city underneath Salisbury Hill. Underneath a lot of these places, I would suggest that these are covering up places that are under there. But yeah, I mean, that place has been covered in a lot of sand. It's been packed with a lot of clay and a lot of mud, and it would have taken a lot of work to do that. It's been purposefully covered up.
Yeah.
And why do they do this? And another thing I would suggest as well is that we are already in an ice age, that the poles should not be iced, and that there are cities that exist in those regions as well. There are quite literally cities everywhere, and they've purposefully covered them up, places such as that and other places, places in America. You've got graves and mounds and all sorts of stuff through Central America as well.
Yeah.
You've got glyphs through America similar to the Nazca lines in North America, on the North American continent, that people don't even realize are there.
Wow. Where?
Because they're just not reported. I'll find some details and we'll get back after the break if you like. We'll get back in the next couple of days. I'll find some details for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
Actually, there's a video you should watch. There's a video by a channel called New Earth on YouTube, which is called Ancient structures or ancient ruins on in Americas, or ancient megalithic ruins in America. I'll find a link and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And she's got a whole bunch of stuff in there, and she'll show you the locations as well.
Very cool. I'm very interested in that. We got 2 minutes left, a little over 2 minutes. So you alluded to a different race or a different species, right, that look like humans, but they may not be humans. Is this just an emotional thing? Are they just, sick in the head, or are there something different altogether that we're experiencing here?
Psychopaths have a different brain to normal humans. They have a different brain. You can look at a psychopath brain. It's a different shape. It's a different brain. They're a different species. Okay. Where they come from is another question.
Mm-hmm.
But they look human, but you can't really call them human because they have no empathy. They have no compassion. You know, a psychopath doesn't do what it does out of maliciousness. It's like when you sit there and pull the wings off a fly, not because you want to hurt the fly, just because you're interested. A psychopath will hurt something just to see what happens because they're interested. You know, so it isn't like they get up in the morning and say, gee, I want to go out and torment people today. It's just what they do. It's just what they do. It's just their life. It's the way they think. They have no empathy. So you can't. That's why we can't reason with these politicians and appeal to their better judgment and their better side, because they don't have one.
Yeah,
you know, their brains aren't wired that way.
All right, Max. You know, we have a minute and 30 seconds left. I want you to tell everybody where they can find you, Max. Thank you for coming on the Infinite Fringe. Tell them.
It's been good to come on, guys, and thanks for having me on. Happy to come in and chat to you anytime. You'll find everything about me at thecrowhouse.com. You'll find a link to my YouTube channel. I got a Steam page as well, Max Egan. You'll find me on Twitter, on Gab, on MeWe, on Facebook, on YouTube, The Crow House. But it's all there at thecrowhouse.com. All the links, everything is there. And there's thousands of pages on The Crow House. It's about 2,000 or 3,000 pages now. So a lot of information on that website, all for free.
Very cool. We appreciate you. Hang out. Don't hang up. I want to say goodbye. Stevie Richards, pleasure for you to come on. Tell everybody where they can find you. Come on.
Once again, it's StevieRichardsFitness.com, the 12-week resistance band training program, and you can see some of the great testimonials, including Big Ray from here at the HackerHumming.Podbean.com group, and follow me at Instagram on Stevie Richards and at BWO Stevie on Twitter. And I just buried social media, but now I plugged it, so it doesn't make any sense.
Shouts to the horsemen. Shouts to Ben Hameen. Hey, Josh Corey, sing us out, man. I know you can do it. Come on.
Oh, see, you should have given me at least a little heads up. I would be happy to, but just a little bit of notice would have been great. But yeah, big shout out to Ben Hameen. And find us over on Twitter, over on Iron Rail Media.
Take it easy. Goodbye. All right.